An agricultural pesticide that has been linked to the collapse of bee colonies may soon be off the market. On Thursday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled that the EPA was wrong to approve sulfoxaflor because the agency's studies couldn't prove the pesticide is safe for bees. Michelle Colopy is with the Pollinator Stewardship Council, part of a group that filed the suit.
Even EPA acknowledged it was highly toxic to bees. They just hoped they could mitigate the risk by label guidelines and things, which never really works terribly well.
Agrochemical companies blame bee deaths on a combination of factors, including disease and predators. Experts say if the bees die off, they'd take a third of this country's crops with them. California's $3 billion almond crop, for example, is entirely dependent on bees for pollination. Colopy also lauds the decision because it stated that sulfoxaflor is part of a subclass of neonicotinoids that are thought to be harmful to bees, which means that other similar pesticides might be scrutinized next.
So we are hoping this will encourage EPA to tighten up their Tier 2 testing and to start looking at some of these other products where maybe they have some flawed data that they collected.
The California Department of Pesticide Regulation granted temporary permission to use sulfoxaflor on a limited basis this past summer, but it has not signed off on widespread use. Regardless, sulfoxaflor will become illegal nationwide in 45 days unless pesticide manufacturers request a new hearing or appeal to the Supreme Court. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.